由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you tuned in.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好，我们很高兴你能够收听我们这个节目《天路导向》。
We are getting close toward the end of this long series of messages entitled The Garden versus the City.
咁我哋咧差唔多咧已经系讲到呢个系列专题信息花园同埋城市嘅一个尾声啦。
In 1988, there was a very popular little booklet that was published.
喺1988年咧，有一本好受欢迎嘅小册子出版。
Some Christians became passionate about that little book.
有一啲基督徒对于呢一本嘅小册子系非常之热衷嘅。
It was translated into many languages.
咁呢本小册子亦都咧系被翻译成为好多种嘅语言。
The title of the book was 88 Reasons Why Christ Will Return in 88.
呢本小册子嘅题目系咁嘅，就系话。基督将会在1988年重返世界的88个理由。
In fact, the author insisted that the return of Christ would occur in September of 1988.
事实上，这本小册子的作者呢，他就坚持说耶稣基督会在1988年的9月回来。
Some people went overboard with this booklet.
有些人对于这本小册子的反应非常之过度的。
Then there was a video that dramatized that prediction.
那还有人呢是将书里面的预言就改编成为剧本，还拍成一些录像。
I knew some people who were adamant that I had to not only read the booklet but preach its message.
我认识一些人，他们不单止坚持要我去读这本书，还要我去传讲这本小册子里面的信息。
As patiently as I could, I tried to tell these precious folks that even Jesus said that only the Father knew the hour of his return.
我很有耐性地向这些朋友解释，说耶稣自己都讲过，只有天父才知道主再来的日子。
The reply was, oh no, the author knows the scripture.
咁我呢啲嘅朋友咧，佢哋就会回答话：，哦，呢位作者系好熟悉圣经噶。
This author has actually calculated the years of Daniel's vision.
实际上啊，呢位嘅作者咧系根据但以理先知嘅异象啊，去计算出嗰个日期噶。
They went on and on about the accuracy of the book.
他们不断地去讲说这本书是正确的，是正确的。
So you can understand when September of 1988 came and went.
所以你就可以明白，当1988年9月来到，兼且又过去了之后。
These dear people did not come to talk to me again.
这些这么热衷的基督徒朋友啊，就没有再来找我聊天了。
The amazing thing is that in my lifetime, I have seen this same thing happen at least 3 times.
但是令人惊奇的是，自我有生以来，同样的事最少已经发生过3次那么多了。
Even today.
即使是在今日。
You see some people with their charts and graphs and timetables.
你仍然会看到有人呢在去制作一些的图表，制作一些的时间表。
Dividing history into certain periods of time.
还将历史分为不同的时段。
The problem is this.
但是问题，他们所做的一切背后的问题呢是。
Many people throughout history have constantly misinterpreted the epistles of 1 John 4:3.
历世历代以来，好多人一路都是对约翰一书四章三节的经文是有所误解的。
And 2 John 7.
就连约翰二书的第七节亦都是一样。
Where John spoke of the Antichrist.
在那里呢，约翰啊，使徒约翰呢，是提及到敌基督的。
Please listen to 1 John 4:3.
请大家听我读出约翰一书的四章三节啊。约翰一书四章三节那里说，凡灵不认耶稣就不是出于神，这是那敌基督者的灵，你们从前听见他要来，现在已经在世上了。另外呢，约翰二书的七节呢就这样说，因为世上有许多迷惑人的出来，他们不认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，这就是那迷惑人敌基督的。
In both of these passages, John goes on to say that there are many antichrists.
咁喺呢两段嘅经文嗰度啊，约翰呢都系讲出有好多嘅敌基督嘅。
History is littered with people who have refused to understand these passages in context.
喺历史上充斥住嗰啲对圣经断章取义嘅人。
Let me just give you a few examples.
让我呢为你举一啲嘅例子啊。
In AD 455,
喺公元455年
，The Roman Christians thought that the leader of the Vandals was the Antichrist.
罗马嘅基督徒咧就认为呢个旺达尔族嘅首领咧就系敌基督啦。
Then toward the end of the Middle Ages.
咁而当接近中世纪嘅末期嘅时候
，Some of the monks saw the corrupt popes who exalted themselves as the Antichrist.
有啲修道士就认为嗰啲腐败嘅高举自己嘅教皇就系敌基督啦。
Then at the beginning of the 13th century,
到咗十三世纪嘅初期。
Emperor Frederick II and Pope Gregory IX called each other the Antichrist.
这个腓特烈大帝和教皇格列高利九世就互相指对方是敌基督。
During the Reformation,
而在宗教改革期间
many prominent Protestant Christians all believed that the papacy itself was the Antichrist.
就好多著名嘅归正宗嗰啲嘅基督徒咧，佢哋系相信呢个教皇嘅制度本身咧就系敌基督嘅。
Then religious people in Rome returned the favor.
咁然之后咧，罗马嘅宗教人士就回敬话
，by referring to Martin Luther as the Antichrist and the man of sin.
话咩咧？就系话马丁路德啊，先至系敌基督同埋罪恶之子。
During the last two centuries，
咁喺过去嘅两个世纪
，the emphasis has shifted from religious leaders being called antichrist to political leaders。
指出边个系敌基督嗰个嘅矛头咧，系从指向宗教领袖就转为指向政治领袖。
The list of candidates included Napoleon, Hitler, Stalin, and on and on.
咁被指为敌基督嘅政治领袖咧，就包括咗拿破仑、希特拉同埋斯大林等等嘅。
Why am I giving you this historical background?
点解我要同你讲咁多呢啲嘅历史咧
？So that you don't think that the people who make these predictions today are new.
就是让你去知道，让你咧唔好以为今日啲人对未来作出种种嘅推测、种种嘅揣测系啲咩新鲜嘅事。
In fact, you will discover from history that every generation has its prophecies from people with a penchant for predictions.
你就会发现，其实每个世代都有嗰啲好中意发表预言嘅一啲嘅狂热分子。
A study of end times events can be fascinating.
研究呢个世界末日啦，系好吸引人，系好令人着迷嘅。
But trying to attach names and dates for future Bible prophecies distracts us.
但系如果将圣经对将来嘅预言系附加咗人名，附加咗准确嘅日期咧，反而系会令到我哋好困扰嘅。
It distracts us from the spiritual warfare that is raging in our little world.
咁样做啊，就会让我哋分心，好多时去留意嗰啲嘅日期、嗰啲嘅人名，而唔能够专注喺我哋呢个世界里边好激烈嘅属灵争战。
At the end of World War II,
喺第二次世界大战嘅后期
，A Christian theologian was imprisoned for taking a stand against Hitler.
一位基督徒神学家因为公然反对希特拉而被捕入狱。
Yet he continued even from prison to warn his fellow believers to resist the tyranny of the Nazis.
他在监狱里面仍然继续去警告其他的信徒要抵抗纳粹的暴政。
A group of Christians who were convinced that Hitler was the Antichrist asked him.
有啲基督徒相信希特拉就系敌基督，于是就问呢一位神学家
：Why do you expose yourself to all this danger？
点解你要将自己放喺呢啲危险嘅处境里边呢
？Jesus will return any day now。
既然主耶稣基督随时都会翻嚟
，and all your work and suffering will be for nothing。
你而家所做嘅工作、所受嘅苦，唔系都会归于徒然咩
？But he replied，
咁而呢位神学家就回答话
：If Jesus returns tomorrow, then tomorrow I will rest from my labor。
如果主耶稣基督听日就会翻嚟，我就会喺听日停止我嘅劳苦。
But today I have work to do。
但系今日我仍然有工作要做。
I must continue the struggle until it is finished.
我一定要继续好努力咁去抵抗，直至到结束为止。
Prophecy in the Bible is not meant for making mathematical calculations.
圣经里边嘅预言并唔系叫我哋咧去做一啲数学嘅推算。
It is to keep us working and reaching to the lost.
而系要我哋继续去作工，并且抢救嗰啲失丧嘅灵魂。
Working with confidence that God is in control.
我哋要存住信心咁去做我哋嘅工作，并且知道神系掌管一切嘅。
My listening friends, listen very carefully.
我亲爱的听众朋友，请你留心听住我跟住要讲的。
I want to give you two biblical principles regarding the return of Christ.
我要话俾你听有关于主再来的两个圣经的原则。
Then I want to talk to you about heaven.
然之后呢，我就会同你去讲关于天堂的事啦。
First,
第一样我要讲嘅圣经嘅原则就系
，live expectantly of the return of Christ every single day。
每一日都要活喺警醒里边，等候主耶稣基督嘅再来。
Jesus said, "No one knows the hour."
主耶稣曾经讲过，冇人知道嗰个时辰究竟喺几时。
Jesus said that he will come as a thief in the night when no one is expecting him.
主耶稣他说他再来的时候就好像那些人不警觉半夜三更是会有贼来一样。
Jesus said to always be in a state of expectancy.
耶稣说要时时都活在警醒里面。
Second,
第二个的圣经的原则就是
Jesus' return will not be local as some people teach.
耶稣的再来不会好像一些人所说只是属于地区性的。
In Luke 17:23, listen to what Jesus himself said about his return.
新约圣经路加福音17章23节，路加福音17章23节嗰度咧，耶稣自己讲到佢再来嘅情形。
When they tell you he is here, he is there, don't go and don't follow them.
佢话啲人将要对你讲，睇下喺嗰度啊，睇下喺呢度啊，你哋唔好出去，亦都唔好跟随嗰啲人。
Jesus does not want us to believe the people making these predictions. Why?
耶稣佢唔要我哋去相信呢啲人所做嘅推测，究竟点解咧？
Stay tuned because I'm going to tell you soon.
请你耐心等一等，跟住咧我就好快会话俾你听噶啦。
A few years ago,
喺几年前
，one of these people who predicted the return of Christ on television.
有人喺电视上边预言耶稣基督会再翻嚟。
He said that when Jesus lands on the Mount of Olives,
佢就话当耶稣降临喺橄榄山上嘅时候
，every believer will see him on television.
所有嘅基督徒咧都会系喺电视上边睇见耶稣嘅。
What about those believers who don't have a television?
咁啊，如果嗰啲信徒佢系屋企冇电视机嘅，点算呢？
Also, can you imagine those of us who love the Lord?
仲有就系，你去谂下我哋呢啲爱主嘅人。
Those of us who serve the Lord?
谂下我哋呢啲系有侍奉主嘅人。
Those of us who have been longing for His appearing?
谂下我哋呢啲渴慕等候主再来嘅人。
Can you imagine that we'd be satisfied by seeing Him on television?
你谂下，我哋会唔会只系满足于喺电视上边睇见主再来呢
？No，
绝对唔会嘅。
Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17。
请你听一听使徒保罗喺帖撒罗尼加前书4:16-17所讲嘅说话，系新约圣经嘅帖撒罗尼加前书4:16-17，请听我读出。嗰度话，因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响。那在基督里死了的人必先复活，以后我们这活着还存留的人，必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。
Where are the dead in Christ?
那些在基督里面死了的人，他们去了哪里呢？
With the Lord in heaven.
就是和主一起住在天上。
Why does Paul say they will rise?
为什么使徒保罗说他们会复活呢？
To us, when we see them with Jesus, they are resurrected.
原来啊，当我哋睇见佢哋同耶稣一齐嘅时候，事实上佢哋已经复活咗啦。
They will be in their resurrected bodies.
佢哋系有复活嘅身体嘅。
Those who will be alive at the time of the return of the Lord.
嗰啲喺主再来嘅时候仍然活着嘅人呢
？Will spin in the air and shed our earthly bodies on the way up.
就会除低喺世界上边嘅躯壳，就旋转上升噶啦。
Our heavenly bodies will enclose us，
就会咧系披上咗属天嘅身体。
And we will be forever with the Lord，
我哋咧就会系同主啊永远同在噶啦。
Thank you.
I'm aware of all man-made systems of interpretation.
我知道这个世界上有很多人为的解释方法。
I'm aware of the systems of interpretations that some Christians impose upon the Bible.
我亦都留意到有部分的基督徒将这些解释是套用在圣经上面。
The sad point is this.
而令人担忧的就是
Many people don't bother to read the scriptures for themselves.
有很多人都不愿意花功夫去看圣经本身是怎样讲的。
They listen to people's interpretations.
他们只是去听人家对圣经的解释。
What Paul says here is very simple.
使徒保罗在这里所讲的其实是很简单的。
Also, let us listen to the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 to 8.
同时呢，亦都让我们一起去看一看启示录的21章1至8节所讲的，是新约圣经启示录21章1至到8节，请大家听我读出。我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要作他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，作他们的神。神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。坐宝座的说：看啊，我将一切都更新了。又说：你要写上，因这些话是可信的，是真实的。他又对我说：都成了，我是阿拉法，我是俄梅格，我是初，我是中，我要将生命泉的水白白赐给那口渴的人喝。得胜的必承受这些为业。我要作他的神，他要作我的儿子。唯有胆怯的、不信的、可憎的、杀人的、淫乱的、行邪术的、拜偶像的和一切说谎话的，他们的份就在烧着硫磺的火湖里，这是第二次的死。
Now there are some good and godly people who piece together isolated verses from different books of the Bible and create a system of interpretation.
现在有些很好的又很虔诚的人将圣经不同的书卷的个别章节拼在一起，就创出一套解释圣经的讲法。
Then they try to convince everybody that their ideas are biblical truth.
然之后呢，他们就尝试去说服其他人说这些的讲法是很合乎圣经真理的。
But the most important thing for all Christians to remember is that they should expect the return of the Lord every single day.
但是对于所有基督徒来讲，真正最重要的事就是每一日都要警醒等候主再来。
And until that day, no matter what happens, I shall not fear.
直到那日来临之前，无论发生什么事，我都不会惧怕。
Why?
为什么这样说呢？
Because the Lord promised to be with me.
因为主应许过，他一定会同我同在。
He promised to be with you.
他亦都应许会与你同在。
If he spares us the pain and the grief,
如果他不让痛苦和忧伤临到我们身上，
Then that will be absolutely wonderful.
那当然是非常之美妙了。
But if we go through tough times,
但是如果我们要经历苦难，
He'll be with us.
他亦都一定会同我们同在的。
It makes no difference to the believer.
对于信徒来讲是没有分别的。
Why?
为什么这样讲呢？
Because eternal life began the day you said yes to Jesus.
因为由你接受耶稣的那一刻开始，你永恒的生命已经开始了。
All I know for sure is that when he appears, I'm going to be with him.
我确实知道，当他再来的时候，我一定会同他同在。
And that's enough for me.
对我来讲，这一点已经是非常之足够了。
And I want you to tune in next time when I tell you more about the heavenly city.
请你下一次继续收听我们的节目。我会同你去讲天上的城市，天上的耶路撒冷。
Until then, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候，我哋一齐听一首诗歌啊！
我望着前路，是迷乱像网一片，几多挫折打击，未明白做物旨意。我踏着细沙，在海边走过，晚风中心里听你声，听沙沙海风在宁静细雨低诉，眺望滔滔海波，在无言默默宣告。主浩大能力，海天皆响应，每一刻变幻，亦在你的旨意里。神你在掌管，时间万有空间，在你的手里一切定有时。神我的一生，神你定有预备，莫计得失，只想你来到人。
这一集的天路导向就来到这里，如果你对这集的内容有任何的意见，或者在平时读经的时候遇到任何的疑难，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天和麦克牧师去分享的。信封面只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。咁当然啦，除咗去分享我哋嘅你嘅一啲读经上面嘅疑难或者对节目嘅意见之外呢，你如果有一啲代祷嘅需要，一啲嘅代祷事项呢，都欢迎你系来信同我哋分享嘅。好啦，咁今集嘅天路导向嚟到呢一度，下一集我哋会再讲呢个花园与城市嘅最后一讲，欢迎你收听，我哋下集再会。